Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
We are in a time now where there's so much hate and there's so much garbage that comes out and through the air and it's happening like in New Zealand, that we all need to do something positive, something good. We need to do something to bring goodness into our lives.
Yesterday's MVP, changing the world. Good man. Did a bone marrow transplant years ago, saved a life, got a kidney transplant himself recently, not expecting it, obviously. What goes around comes around in some very interesting ways. Today is a little different on the MVPP as we welcome Del Hall to the program. Good morning, Del.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. You're director of sales at 50 West Brewing?
Yes, sir.
How's biz?
Business is booming right now.
You making your numbers? Do we have to have a talk? We have a meeting later?
We're all good. There's been a lot of press lately, so sales are up.
What's your number one product?
Coast to Coast IPA.
Coast to Coast IPA. Can we get it in Chicago?
Yep. You cannot. It's only available in Ohio and Kentucky.
Okay, so why would it be called Coast to Coast if you can only get it in Ohio and Kentucky?
Because our brewery is named after a road that goes from coast to coast.
Well, and honestly, it would be a stupid name if you called it Ohio and Kentucky.
Yeah.
Coast to Coast sounds cooler.
Well, especially, years down the road when we're in other states.
Del, see, that's why you're the director of sales and I'm the talk show guy. All right, so you're fasting for Lent in a very interesting way. You are doing what for Lent?
So I gave up all solid foods. Absolutely no calories are coming into my body except from beer.
So the only
otherwise known as the Dave Bennett diet.
No, that's not fair.
The only thing you're taking in during Lent is beer.
The only thing with calories. I'm still drinking a lot of water. But yes, the only thing with calories is beer.
Well, we're weekend, right? The Lent, we can tend to use it over a week now.
Today's day 15.
Oh,
and trust me, I know every single day what it is.
How you feel?
I feel great. I feel fantastic. I'm down some pounds.
You're drinking beer.
My senses feel heightened. I think I'm getting the benefits of fasting a normal human would, and it feels great.
Isn't there a chance that you, as director of sales at 50 West Brewing, will be sick of beer by the time Easter comes around?
Absolutely not.
Now, Dal, are you doing, Lent has evolved over the years, and sometimes they give you a day off. Are you doing Sundays off where you get to eat? Or
no way.
You're
no way.
Committed?
No, 46, okay. 46 straight days of no eating.
Have you already planned what your first meal is going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be soup, because if you put something solid in your system, you're not going to make it very far.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm sorry, John. He's quoted as saying that one of the times after pounding a few beers, you were thinking about Taco Bell.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, if you pair something with beer, Taco Bell would certainly be it.
This is in the Bible. This is called 40 Days and 40 Lights.
Yes, that's right. I remember that passage.
Nice.
All right. So here's the thing. Were you a big guy before, or are you in pretty good shape?
Yeah. No, and I'm still a big guy. So I'm 6'6". I started out at 6'2", 292.
Okay.
And so today's day 15. I just weighed in, and I'm down 23 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive, except for the part where you're only drinking beer. Are you married?
I'm not. I'm divorced. A single guy. I've been single for years.
You have any kids?
I do. I have a 12-year-old daughter.
What does she think of this?
She's just normal, crazy dad.
Yeah, it's just dad going to work. Dave, do you have any thoughts? Because you're the resident lush on the show.
No, see, I'm not, but I do. Is this? Do you think this could start a trend? I mean, if you're having success, I don't know that it's necessarily going to be recommended by dietitians as a weight loss program, but it's kind of having that effect, isn't it, Del?
It absolutely is. And, I'm checking in with my doctor. I'm filming this whole thing kind of like Super Size Me style documentary.
Yeah.
And you know, my doctor thinks I was crazy as well, but she basically said, you know, hey, if you, you know, maintain your hydration, that's the number one concern. If you're well hydrated, I'm also doing regular checkups throughout the 46 days with her just to make sure, like, liver enzymes and my blood work and everything is fine. So, I mean, I wouldn't recommend it just because I'm in a unique situation, I think, to do this. I you know, I'm the director of sales of a brewery. I have a whole brewery worth of beer at my disposal. My job entails me going out and drinking beer with people, mm-hmm. and then Uber is a business expense to me.
I was just going to say, I hope you're not driving.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all those things work in my advantage.
Any alcoholism in your family?
Yes.
Okay,
so
you got to be careful there.
I'm half Irish, half Scottish. I'm half Irish, half Scottish.
Okay, now all jokes aside, you got to be careful there.
Absolutely, and I'm very cognizant of my alcohol intake, being in beer sales as it is. So I think if anything that I'm addicted to in my entire life, it's food. And that's kind of one of the reasons I'm challenging myself to give up food, because I want to break that addiction.
It's what we don't recommend for everybody, but it's working for our new best friend, Dell. And Dell, where do we see the video, the burgeoning documentary?
Yes, but I mean, that's in the future. For now, I'm posting a small video every day and an update on YouTube. So if you just search for my name, Dell Hall, on Google, you'll see all the links.
I'm telling you, I really like you, and I don't know if I should. It's Dell Hall. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you being on. You're the most valuable person on the planet. Hold on. We're going to send you food that you can't eat.
Thanks.
All right, hold on.
The only other Dell I ever heard of is the one from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Right.
Dell. Wonder if he gets that a lot.
Herb Tarlick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Director of sales. He's in Cincinnati.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yep.